couple of things going on today and tomorrow with the former mall property. Let's put this in simple English for the people. A lot of this is paperwork, cleaning up old paperwork.
That is correct. One of the things that we've got going on tonight with the Common Council and then tomorrow with the CDA would be to amend the reciprocal easements and operating agreements that govern the former CenterPoint Marketplace. We'd be doing those amendments. The council would need to sign off on those, as well as the CDA. Some of the amendments include changing the uses within those to allow for Mid-State to locate there, and also giving some control over that property to take a look at what those future uses can be.
And the way it was set up, primarily retail, but not all it's going to be retail with Mid-State and the old Penny's Wing.
Correct, and that's one of the reasons why we needed to amend those agreements. Shopko was a party to it, the city was a party to it, and also the Community Development Authority. This would allow Mid-State to locate in that area.
So far, Shopko has signed off, and these next 2 days takes care of the city and the CDA.
That is correct.
Once these two organizations sign off on this paperwork, how long before Mid-State can actually proceed with the purchase and acquisition?
Also, tonight and tomorrow, the city will be acting on the transfer of property to Mid-State Technical College, as well as the CDA. Tomorrow, we'll be acting on that transfer of property to Mid-State Technical College. After that, it'll be probably a few days to a week here in Mid-State. It'll get started on their redevelopment of the former CenterPoint Marketplace.
Third Street project is well underway. The gravel's already down. There's still demolition going on between Shopko and the old Dunham's building. The progress going according to plan?
The progress is going almost right on schedule. Third Street should be reconstructed by the end of the year here today. We are then moving to the east to demo the remaining portion of the mall, and everything should be hopefully completed by the end of the year.
And you have a buyer coming in for the old Dunham's building. What's the progress there?
Correct. We've got an offer to purchase that'll be in front of the Community Development Authority tomorrow with Sarah Investment Real Estate, a firm out of Madison. A little while back, the CDA entered into a letter of intent with them to sell them that portion, the former Dunham's, with some of the adjacent land for $400,000. And that offer to purchase will be in front of the Community Development Authority tomorrow.
And the city has no say in that one at this point? They're already done with it?
The city is a party to those agreements, so in order for us to transfer that land to Sarah Investment Real Estates, the city would have to sign off on kind of the reciprocal easements that govern that property, because since the REA still governs that property, the city would have to sign off on kind of that transfer of those rights to that property.
Anything else we should add to this?
No, that should be it.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.